The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, if I were to talk to you about spaceports, you know, where rockets are launched into the atmosphere, you probably think of Cape Canaveral maybe in the US, or Baikonur in Kazakhstan, the Cosmodrome, or even the ESA spaceport in French Guiana. You don't, I would wager, think about the west coast of this country, but that may all change because Rory Fitzpatrick is the CEO of Suis Aerospace. Rory, tell me about your plans.
Hi, Kieran. Thank you for having me on. The plan is to build a spaceport in the west of Ireland that will allow us launch satellites into low orbit for both surveillance of flooding, of all kinds of other sensors that would look down, and also for internet service. So that's the plan, basically.
So what does that look like on the ground in terms of infrastructure and size and scale? Because I mentioned some of the others. Cape Canaveral is pretty big.
Yeah, it's not a Cape Canaveral. Like, the rockets we're going to be launching will be a lot smaller. They'll typically carry like a 2-ton payload, which would be more like the Rocket Lab's Electron rockets size. So it's not this huge place like Cape Canaveral, and you'd also be only looking at about maximum 50 launches a year. But it's a huge issue across Europe. Like, you have very few locations in Europe that you can launch from, because the biggest single thing you need here is sea. You need a clear downstream area that you can launch. And when you look across Europe, you have Norway, Sweden, Scotland, Iceland, the Azores, and we hope Ireland. And when you compare us with those other countries, Ireland has so much to offer because we've got a very highly skilled workforce. We've got accommodation locally. We've better infrastructure. We're closer to mainland Europe. So there's a huge amount of boxes we tick on top of just having the sea.
Why do you need the sea?
Just if anything goes wrong, you need to drop the rocket and collect it in the ocean. So that's why the sea, it's a safety issue. It's to make sure that if anything does go wrong, that you have a safe environment to drop it.
Okay, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. So that's the reason you need the sea. We've got no shortage of sea facing you on the Western seaboard. What about other infrastructure that would need to be put in place? I mean, what would you need to be built on land?
It's not a huge infrastructure. The easiest way to compare would be like a small airport. So if you look at the facilities you need for fuel and for logistics in the location for rockets to be brought and launched from that location, you have the equivalent of a runway. So you have a pad that would be a concrete pad with reinforcement to allow the rocket launch. And you'd have an area around that. It wouldn't be as big as an airport. It would be maybe like the size of a small regional airport at best. You know, so it's not a massive facility here. But obviously, you have a huge amount of additional business because, one of the launches that happened in Shetland last year, the team, well, it didn't happen in the end. They didn't end up launching, but there was a team of about 35 people traveled with the rocket to the location. They were working close by. They were getting organized. So there would be business for local hotels and facilities and infrastructure around there as well. So
have you got an area in the West that you're looking at?
We have three areas that we've shortlisted that are our prime areas that we have signed up that we want to go with, but we're waiting and working with government on which is the ideal spot. So that's something that we will be working through in the year. And this is really the whole point about the Pathfinder mission. So our Pathfinder launch is the first launch, and that's to take us through the process to work through with government agencies, the different planning, the logistics and the locations that are the best locations to go from for the government. And that's what we're doing right now.
How invasive or intrusive would this be to people living nearby?
It wouldn't be very invasive. Like, it's if you look at some of the small little airports for local aircraft, they're barely noticeable. Now, obviously, you're going to have to build a facility out on a headland somewhere, and this is something that we are going to have to deal with. But of course, you've an awful lot of coastline to pick from, and while most of Ireland is amazingly scenic, there is locations that aren't being used that there is an opportunity to go in and create jobs and employment and develop in.
And when you look at some of those other areas you mentioned, you know, the Azores and Iceland and the Shetland mm-hmm. Islands of Scotland, how often might we expect, were this to get up and running, launches to be taking place?
The plan is up to 50 a year. That's where, when we're fully running, all bells and whistles going, we will have about 50 launches a year.
Okay, one a week. Well, listen, we'll follow the story closely. It's fascinating stuff, Rory, and thanks a million for joining us. Rory Fitzpatrick is the CEO of Suez Aerospace.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.